This is Dr. Walter Hertzberg, Assistant Professor of Bible and Professional and Pastoral Skills at the Jewish Theological Seminary. The title of today's commentary is Six Takes on a Leader's Attributes. In Chapter 8 of Leviticus, Moses is essentially serving as temporary Kohen Gadol, high priest, during the dedication of the Mishkan, the tabernacle. On the eighth day, according to Rashi, Aaron and his sons are officially inaugurated into the priesthood. Moses transfers the position to his brother Aaron, who along with his descendants will officially serve as priests and high priests. The transition occurs in Leviticus 9:7. And Moses said unto Aaron, draw near unto the altar and perform the service of your sin offering. Let's identify the textual problem. Commentators have noticed that the phrase, draw near unto the altar, seems superfluous. If Aaron is being commanded to perform the service of the sin offering, is it not obvious that he will need to approach the altar? This textual issue will serve as the basis for our consideration of the attributes of a leader based on our examination of the comments of many traditional Jewish commentaries. Okay, let's begin by examining some of the solutions. Rashi states that Aaron was instructed to approach the altar in addition to being told to perform the service of the sin offering, because he was ashamed and afraid to approach. Moses therefore said to him, why are you ashamed? It was for this that you were chosen. The commentators then attempt to explain what Rashi means by it was for this you were chosen for a leadership position. What exactly is the valued attribute Aaron possessed, deeming him worthy of such an exalted position? Degel Machane Ephraim states that Moshe told Aaron, the very fact that you are bashful or reticent and humble, that you possess fear and reticence before God and consider yourself unworthy, for this reason you were chosen. So Degel Machane Ephraim highlights the quality of humility for a leader. Mincha Belula, however, cites the Midrash that the altar appeared to Aaron in the image of a golden calf, therefore he was frightened. As is known, one's imagination concretizes that which troubles the mind and resides there constantly. Aaron couldn't remove his thoughts from his enabling role in the matter of the golden calf, always remembering that sin. He therefore perceived the altar in the image of a calf. And Moses is saying that that's why you were chosen means that you were chosen because you constantly remember the sin and are embarrassed on account of it, and were therefore chosen to serve in the role of high priest. Aaron is chosen not because he is perfect, but rather because of his contrition and his embarrassment concerning the one sin of his. He does not forget his lapse in judgment. His almost obsessive preoccupation perhaps indicates that he is willing to take responsibility for his deeds, both past and present, a worthy trait for a leader. Ramban, on the other hand, quotes the same Midrash but concludes that Moshe is telling Aaron to embrace an element of haughtiness or overconfidence and not to be so low-spirited because God has forgiven him. In other words, Aaron was chosen for the position, indicating that God has forgiven him, and therefore being overly modest or hesitant is inappropriate. So an obsessive preoccupation with the past can be paralyzing. The leader must move on and act at times with an almost overly confident determination and assertiveness. When chosen for a position, one needs to rise to the occasion. The Ketav Sofer, like the Mincha Belula above, notes that a leader is not chosen because he is perfect. He, however, takes it one step further, suggesting that a leader should actually be one who has a box of reptiles hanging from his back, meaning that he comes with personal baggage. And this is what Moshe meant when he exhorted Aaron, saying, why are you so concerned, so reticent? Aaron was concerned lest he become haughty, having been elevated to such an exalted position, in contradistinction to Ramban's interpretation that Aaron was worried that he wasn't worthy. So Moses tells him not to worry because he was actually chosen on account of his having sinned and thereby would not become haughty. Perhaps a leader who comes with and or is aware of his challenges will be less likely to become haughty and will be able to empathize with others. The Ketav Sofer then is not extolling the attribute of humility like the Mincha Belula, but rather cautioning against cultivating an outsized and even unwarranted sense of humility. An unexpected interpretation is offered by Shraga HaMeir, who suggests that "why are you embarrassed" should really be understood as "why are you tarrying?" Accordingly, Moses cautions Aaron not to tarry in his offering of the sacrifice, since he was chosen on account of his willingness to accede to the call of duty, as demonstrated in Exodus 4, where according to Rashi, Aaron did not delay fulfilling God's mission to go to Egypt, and thereby merited the priesthood instead of Moses, who delayed accepting the mission. Therefore, Aaron is reminded by Moses why he was chosen and why he must immediately offer the sacrifice and not delay. The quality of embracing one's obligation as a leader and fulfilling it in a timely and highly professional manner seems to be the point of Shraga HaMeir's comment. Let's look at one last comment and switch the perspective from Aaron's leadership qualities to Moses's. Be'er Yitzchak notes that Aaron did not consider himself worthy for the position, so he walked slowly, becoming immobilized. And when Moses realized this via Aaron's movements and facial expression, he encouraged Aaron by speaking the words, "Approach the altar," in a manner that would inspire and embolden him to continue. As my student Jeremy Feinberg astutely suggested, Moses was able to motivate Aaron precisely because he chose his words carefully. Moses is displaying a developed intuitive sense, allowing him to motivate others and facilitate their successful completion of a task or acceptance of an obligation. According to Be'er Yitzchak, then, Moses is aware of the tension a leader may encounter when the attribute of humility, which Aaron possessed, comes into conflict with the need to assert oneself in order to complete the task required of one's position. Having reviewed 6 commentaries offering various paradigms of leadership, we should reflect on the different attributes that were highlighted: being humble, contrite, remorseful, confident, determined, accepting of responsibility, tried by personal challenges, dependable, professional, intuitive, empathic, inspiring, capable of facilitating the success of others, choosing words carefully, and more. Which of these resonate most strongly with us? Which are the most and least important in our leaders?